Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. You know, I have to say, when things in our world get a bit chaotic, people tend to respond a few common ways. You know, first and foremost, some people will just kind of fall off the bandwagon, which I get, but you'll kind of get sucked into it all. And then there's another group of people that'll kind of bob up and down where they're trying to lift, but then they're kind of really being affected by what's going on. And so it becomes like an up and down type of thing. And then there is a third type of person who literally sees it all and says, you know what, game on, I have to rise above this, and just buckles down and really lifts themselves. And, you know, that was really me going through my injury. You know, when I was working on really getting better and figuring this out, I mean, it was 2008, 2009, and, you know, working on getting rid of my cane and working on walking every day. And if you remember during those times, that was when, like, the whole housing market crashed and there was also different things going on, and I won't go into it all, yada, 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 but things in the world and things in my life. And, you know, so here in the U.S., there was things going on at the time, and I was just like, you know what, I need to buckle down. I need to do this for me. Game on. I must lift myself and really take myself to the next level. That was my mindset. And so the fact that you are somebody who is here, who's continuing to lift yourself and put positive information into your mind, I have to say, you're freaking awesome. I love it. Awesome job. And that said, let's go ahead and dive into today's session, because it's really powerful. Today's session is so insightful on so many different levels. I love that, because, you know, a lot of times, ultimately, what I want to do is I want to make everything really tangible. So I break it down really easy to help people to see that, A, you can get results, and it's easy, and it doesn't take 20 or 30 years, and it doesn't take 17 years of meditation and all of these things, because there's a lot of misconceptions about healing and self-healing with the mind, all of that, you know, or just believing that you're already healed or pretending like it's not there, or, you know, just so many different misconceptions in our culture. And so, you know, a lot of times that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to make it super simple so you can see that it works and that you can get results, and also, of course, have takeaways that you can start implementing in your life. And so that's what's key. Now, in this episode, I am working on making it super easy. However, what also divinely comes up is that our volunteer is a bit analytical. And she's also, by the way, super sweet. She's this beautiful soul. And you'll hear me tell her multiple times going throughout, like, oh my God, I want to hug you. You're so beautiful. And I'm not telling her she's beautiful because I can visually see her, but just her energy. She's just a sweetheart. And so I can't see her at all. We're actually working just on an internet connection when we were working, but she's just a sweetheart, and she's also got a really strong analytical mind that's wanting to kind of understand the information, which then kind of tweaks her results. And so you'll see more, but it creates a bit of a hiccup, and you'll see where I'm talking about as we dive in. But the beautiful thing in that is that it results in kind of diving in more to a bit more of a deeper understanding of the brain and consciousness and how that all comes together for healing and shifting emotions and all of that. And so anyways, before we get too into it, it'll be much easier to understand as we just go through the session with our volunteer today. And so that said, let's go ahead and jump in with Nicole. Hello, Nicole.
Hello, Brandy. Hi.
Hi. It is wonderful to connect with you.
I'm so thrilled and amazed to hear you and to talk with you today.
Why, thank you. I love your accent. Where is your accent from?
I'm from Romania. You're talking with a girl from Romania today.
I love that. It's a very beautiful accent.
I hope so.
Yes, very beautiful. All right. And so what's going on with you today?
Okay. Well, today it was not a good day for me. I was just talking to myself earlier and saying in my mind that I would totally give away the day of today.
Give away the day?
The day, yeah.
Why would you want to give away the day?
Yeah, I know.
Make the most of every day, right? So I'm going to ask you to breathe, and I'm sorry to hear that. That's not fun. I have compassion. I was there at one point too, so I get it. And I'm going to ask you just to breathe for a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all about changing that, right? How much do you believe that your thoughts help create your life?
I do believe.
Good.
It just happens that I don't get to change, even if I do the work. I don't get to change my condition and my situation.
Well, we should change that, right?
Right, yes.
It would be good to have change. Change would be good, right?
Totally.
Totally.
Totally, yeah.
Yes. So, and of course, our bodies are always wanting to give us really important information. So you're what are you experiencing physically right now with your health?
Yes. Okay. Well, the main problem is that I have a spine problem. I have a herniated disc. And this is causing me a lot of headaches and a lot of neck pain, shoulder pain, and so on.
Okay, that's not fun.
No, it's not. I discovered this problem in 2014. I wasn't that scared at that time, but during all these years, I tend to think that things got worse. I had a severe episode of pain this September, and since then, even if I've tried for 2 weeks different methods to get away with the tension, I feel on my right side. It wasn't a success, actually. Not. It was actually the most severe episode I had since this problem came in my life.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. And of course, let's work on changing that. Let's work on changing that and connecting with that. So if I ask you right now, what is your current level of pain right now? What level would you say that is?
It's a 6.5 or 7, and I feel it mostly on my left side.
Okay. Left side of your neck?
Of my neck, of my head, and also my upper back.
Ah, okay. I actually feel it really strong in your head right now.
Indeed.
What's that?
Indeed.
Indeed. Yes. Okay. So we're on the same page. That's not fun. All right. Let me check in and see what that is. And give me just 1 second. Mm-mm. Bingo. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for just a moment.
Okay.
And if I ask you how much you can find the feeling of feeling like everybody's against you, How much can you find that feeling?
Ooh, a lot.
A lot. Okay.
That feeling is...
Ready?
A lot.
Great awareness.
Inside of me, yes.
Okay, great awareness. And by the way, how would life feel if you didn't experience that anymore? If you looked forward in life and you didn't feel like everybody was against you? Would life be better?
Absolutely.
A little bit better or a lot better?
Lighter.
Lighter, a little bit or a lot?
A lot lighter.
A lot, right? So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a moment.
Okay.
And I want you to notice that your body is giving you a very, very, very important message. And it's saying to you, hey, there's this pattern that's going on where you feel like everybody's against you and you're going to really, really want to change it because you don't want to go through life feeling that way, right?
Yes.
Yes. And, you know, patterns breed more of the same.
Yes, you were in my ears for the last 2 weeks. You were with us in our house.
Yes. Oh, wonderful. I'm glad I could join you in Romania, right?
Yes, it is quite powerful, this thing we have nowadays.
It is, isn't it?
I got used to your voice, and if it happened not to listen to one of the episodes, I don't know, I got a little nervous about that.
I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. And I'm going to ask you, how would life feel if you keep this pattern of feeling like everybody's against you and everybody's against you? How would that feel for your life?
For me, it feels like I would live in a cage.
Okay. So are you okay if today we take the doors off the cage and not live in the cage anymore?
That sounds so... So great.
So great. Beautiful. I love that. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to picture yourself what it would feel like to actually feel like you're connecting with everybody. Like you're getting along with everybody and you're loved and adored and it's easy and there's no defensiveness at all. So I want you to notice how much you feel like you also have to defend yourself against everybody. Can you see that?
Yes.
Like protect yourself against everybody?
Lord, yes.
Yes.
How do you do that?
What's up?
How do you do that? It's like a touché.
Okay, so what would it look like if you felt like everybody was just kind to you and you didn't need to protect yourself because they were just kind and sweet and loving to you? What would that feel like? What would that feel like for you?
It would feel like the color pink. I don't know how else to express.
It would feel like the color pink. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. I'm going to ask you to breathe, and I want you to notice all those feelings of feeling like you have to defend and protect yourself and the hurt and the upset and feeling like everybody's against you and all that. And I'm going to ask you to breathe and just keep breathing for a moment and just keep breathing and keep breathing and notice those feelings for a moment and just keep breathing and notice those feelings. And remember, those feelings, they're emotions, and emotions are energy. And if I ask you how much longer you want to hold on to that negative energy and attract more and more of the same, how long would you say that is?
Not a day, not an hour.
Okay, so I'm going to playfully say to you, you go ahead and keep it. I don't want it. Don't you keep it. I don't want to have it.
No, Brady, I don't want it either.
Great. You don't want it either. You don't want it either. Good, 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 good. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. But do you want to hold on to it next week? Yeah. All that negative energy and all of that? Do you want to keep it next week and the week after?
No, no.
No?
No.
Yeah, I don't want it either. So, are you willing to get rid of it right now?
Forever and forever.
forever and forever. Breathe that in. I love it. Forever and forever. Breathe that in. Bingo. And notice you don't need that feeling with your siblings, your like family members, your mom or your dad or anybody around you. Like you don't need those feelings at all, that defensiveness, anything like that. It's just so awesome to connect. Let me ask you to breathe. Good. Good. Good, good, good. I'm going to ask you to just breathe. Good, good, good. And I want you to notice your current level of pain. What's your current level of pain? 0 to 10.
It's a 3.
It's a 3. Awesome. Awesome job. So it's over halfway down. Who's doing that? You.
Me and you.
And I'm definitely helping, but just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. And would you be willing to take in the awareness that you are amazing? You're incredible. You're incredible. You're amazing. I'm going to ask you to breathe that in. And you're what? Incredible and amazing, right?
I'm incredible and amazing.
Great. In your native language, I'm going to ask you to repeat that in your head.
Okay.
Good, good, good. Bingo. Okay. And then I'm going to ask you, I'm going to say something else, and I want you to repeat it in your head, in your native language. Okay. And just for a moment, I want you to see what it would look like to have harmony and unity with your mom and your dad and siblings. And family, and family, and family, and breathe. And repeat that in your mind exactly like that, with your mom, with your dad, with your siblings, and your family, and your family, and your family, and having unity and peace. I'm gonna ask you to breathe. And notice how your heart would feel. Notice how your heart would feel with your family and your family and your family. Notice how your heart would feel of feeling connected. And that doesn't mean you have to be like them. You could be different from them, but still experience a feeling of love and connection. So you can be different from them and still experience unity and connection. There you go. Good. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Great. I want you to notice your level of pain. What's your level?
It's there, I don't know, a 1 or something.
Like a 1, right?
Yeah.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. That's exactly what I have, like right under a 1. I'm going to ask you to breathe. And again, I'm going to ask you to take in how amazing you are, right? Great. Kind of incredible, right?
Yes, this thing, it is incredible. It is.
What is this thing?
Your
mind?
Yeah.
Yeah. My great, mind. Take that in. Yeah, this thing is your mind.
Yeah.
And out of curiosity,
yes,
your mind is this powerful and amazing. Are you sure you want to go through days and want to give the day away? What would be instead about actually saying, let me just change the day and really master my mind to change my life?
I would like to tattoo that, I don't know, on my forehead.
You would like to tattoo it? Just so you know,
yes.
That's not the trick. Like if I tattooed this on your forehead, I'm not sure it would work. But we could try. Do you want to come over? I'm going to ask you to breathe. The beautiful thing is this work is a lot faster And it's also a lot more fun and like less painful than getting a tattoo, right?
It is. Yes.
I'm going to ask you to breathe. And what you could do is you could put it on your forehead in a post-it note, and then you won't have to do the tattoo, right?
Exactly.
I'm playing. I love your personality. You have a fun sense of humor. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. Bingo.
It's weird because I feel my left side, it's empty. Do you know the sensation of good emptiness?
Say that again. You feel your what?
It feels like on my left side, it feels like it's empty. You know the feeling when it was something like a pressure there. Mm-hmm. And now it feels that emptiness of
like light and free.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. And I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. And by the way, have you been able to listen to the last episode yet? I know it was just released.
Yes.
Okay. So if I ask you, are you ready to shift your life?
Yes, I am.
Beautiful. I'm going to ask you to take that in. And I want you to picture what that looks like in your life. In your life, walking around, feeling really happy, really loved, having harmony with your family. And again, you don't have to be exactly like them, but it's nice to be able to have harmony with them. It's nice to be able to have that harmony and love and connection. And really be able to just breathe and have that unity, right? What would that feel like if you set aside like any differences and whatnot, knowing that you don't have to be exactly like them, but if you set aside any differences and you said, you know, it's just nicer to get along. We don't have to really talk about the things that we don't get along with or whatnot, but we can just be in harmony. What would that look like to you, and to not feel like everybody's against you and all that? What would that look like and feel like?
And always feeling that feeling of protecting myself and being guarded. It would feel like peace.
It would feel like peace. Wonderful. Peace. And what if they were reaching out to you just to hug you? How much would you feel the need of needing to protect yourself? Would you protect yourself from a hug?
No.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to take in that feeling that if they're reaching to hug you and just love you and be kind, you don't have to be like them. You know, you don't have to be exactly like them, but that, and you don't have to defend yourself against if they're just reaching out with a hug or kindness or whatnot, right?
Indeed.
So I'm going to ask you just for a moment again to breathe that in. Good. Good job with your energy. Bingo. Beautiful. And 0 to 10, what's your level of pain?
I don't feel it right now.
I know, right? You're freaking amazing. Beautiful, beautiful job.
It scares me.
Yes? What scares you?
I don't know that it is possible this thing works.
That it works?
Yes. I was just saying.
Okay,
yes,
would it be more fun to... What'd you say? I'm sorry.
I was just saying yes in my language without even realizing.
Well, and tell me, until you teach me your language, then we're going to have to use English, okay? All right. Isn't it actually kind of amazing, though, that it works?
Yes.
Yes.
It is more than wonderful.
More than wonderful, right? Great. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to close your eyes, and I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right. So let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment, because I have two quick insights that I'd love to chat about. First and foremost, did you notice that she just mentioned that it felt scary, that it really worked? That it was scary to her. And that's something that you're going to want to remember, because that's going to come up again toward deeper level of understanding. So we're going to go there. And that's number one. Number two, of course, awesome job. It did work. So yay, she did it. And it took under 15 minutes to help her release years of pain that wouldn't go away and kept getting worse and worse. So how incredible is that? And by the way, you know, her saying, wow, this really worked. You can tell it just felt absolutely surreal to her, you know, and I got to be honest, going through my injury, if somebody had shown that to me, I would have been like, this is impossible. It would have been too far outside of the box for me. And I would have thought there's no way. And, you know, actually on that note, just for anybody who may not have seen the thermography yet, you know I've mentioned it before, but if you're somebody who hasn't seen thermography, basically I've been able to show this live under a type of alternative medical equipment, which is the thermography. And if you're not familiar with thermography, what thermography is like a heat scan of the body. And so let's say that somebody has shoulder pain or neck pain or back pain or something like that. What'll happen is when they get scanned by thermography, then whatever part of the body has pain will show up with this big red spot. And that on the scan will indicate areas of intense heat or inflammation. And so what I've been able to do is work with people, like let's say with neck pain or shoulder pain or whatever type of pain, where you can actually see it live on this scan. And then I coach them to use their mind, and you'll see the scan actually turn from red to green as it goes away. And so you can actually see it live and see that change happen, which is awesome. Because even if you think about it for a moment, I mean, with myself included, I would have been skeptical. But even with Nicole, she says, you know, she's been listening for the last couple of weeks, and she was still shocked that it actually worked. And so if you are somebody who's more visual, you may want to check that out. And I'll include a link on this podcast. So, you know, if you go to my website and you look up this podcast episode, that I'll include a link for that so you can actually visually watch that occur. So there's that. And we're going to go ahead and dive back in, because I mentioned that there are some complexities. You know, I started out saying that she said it felt scary that it actually worked. So that's where we're going to go. And kind of to give you an idea, after we release it, she gets a little bit in her analytical mind and it comes back. And so what we're going to do is I'm going to kind of break down more about the intersection of emotions and healing and consciousness and all of that. So that's where we're going. But there's a bit more to explain even right here as we go into this next segment. There are some complexities that I want to go through first. And of course, as always, we'll make it really simple. So it's simple to understand, but that's where we're going. And we'll just, again, break it apart really nicely and really simply so you can understand how it works. So that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Nicole. Great. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to close your eyes. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to really work on getting that in and really feeling that. So I want you to make sure to reinforce it over and over and over, okay? And by the way, there are several different key pieces that I really want you to make sure to ingrain. First and foremost, the feeling of feeling unity. So there's a feeling of feeling unity, of feeling loved, of not needing to protect yourself, of also feeling it's okay for you to be different and finding harmony in that feeling of feeling different, and then feeling like it's safe to be you and still be able to connect with them. So there are a lot of specific little pieces in there. So when you listen to this recording, I want you to make sure to note each of the different ones and really fully embody them. Does that make sense?
A lot.
A lot. Yes. I love your awareness. You're impressive.
You took me by surprise with all this. And yes, you actually described my emotional storm.
Your emotional storm, right? And we just took the storm and we simplify it.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
You are so, so beautiful. What's that?
You just clarified all the fog inside. I couldn't figure it out. Where's the thing that holds me back?
Absolutely.
What's that thing that holds me back?
Yes.
And so stuck. And,
yes. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. You're beautiful. Can you take that in? You're absolutely beautiful. And I want you to make sure to get this in over and over and over again, all of those specific pieces. So there's always multiple pieces I'm really working with, right?
Yes.
And so that little storm, that's exactly it. Okay. So just really impressive, really, really beautiful. And way to go. I love it. Nicole, I'm so impressed with you and I love it. And now I'm expecting you're now going to teach me your language, right?
Yes.
So then I know how to say yes.
I love you, Brandy. No. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are absolutely so welcome. And I love your sense of humor and you have a beautiful heart. I love that. And Nicole, it has been such a pleasure connecting with you.
Your voice, it's been a light in our house this weeks, and I won't give up. I cannot wait to listen to your next episodes.
You are so wonderful.
We should be grateful for you on this earth in this century. Yes, you're so amazing. You're a piece of a miracle somehow. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Honestly, you know, that touches my heart so much. It really, really does, more than I can say. And thank you. Thank you. My heart receives that beautiful compliment. And thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
And I look forward to continuing to be a light in your house and hanging out with you. Nicole, it has been so wonderful connecting with you today.
Same for you, Brandy. I'm just like a light right now.
You are a light, aren't you?
I feel like
you're a beautiful light.
Yes. Thank
you're glowing.
You. From the bottom of my heart. I love this expression, so I use it with you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You're so beautiful. I just want to hug you. I got to say, I just really want to hug you. You're beautiful. Sending you a big energetic hug. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a blessed rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
All right. So first and foremost, isn't she just freaking amazing and so sweet and wonderful? I mean, I just want to hug her. She's so wonderful. And I keep saying, you know, she's so beautiful. Her energy is just so sweet. And of course, again, I can't visually see her, but it's just a sweetness to her energy. And I love that. And also, okay, so she did an amazing job and there's more to it. And so anytime anybody signs up to do the podcast, what happens is this, is that after we do their session, I send them the recording right afterwards. So they get it either the same day or the next day, depending upon, you know, what time zone they're in and where they are. But they get it and I really send it to them and I say, you know, make sure to follow through and embody it, all of the changes. And so even after she got the recording, she wrote in later, like the next day or something, that was like, oh my God, this is so incredible. It's felt amazing. I couldn't even remember what it felt like to not be in pain. And it was just so, so sweet. She was so happy. But she didn't follow through to reinforce it. And then the pain came back. And so that's where we're going, because I got her back on the phone because there was no way I didn't want to like release this with her actually having pain back. So we're going to talk about that and why that happened. And don't get me wrong, by the way, you know, I just want to be completely transparent, but there are also people who do it all the time in one session or even in one class or the video set, you know, they go through it and it stays gone. You know, I worked with a woman who had a tumor in her throat, a physical tumor, and she was able to heal that. And I will actually have her come on one of the upcoming episodes just so you can hear her story and understand the changes that she made, because her doctors were just blown away. And I love that. You know, I always tell people, make sure not to avoid your doctors. You'll want to go see them. You want to see medically documented changes. That's what you want to see, real physical change. And I see that all of the time. And that was the case with the woman with the tumor. You know, I worked with her for 1 hour and 15 minutes. And she had a tumor that was physically there with an MRI, you know, scanned 5 millimeters, that then the next day was gone, healed. And so that was physically gone. Okay, so that was, and that was one session. And also even the thermography video that I mentioned that I will include at the end of this episode. I will include one. There's one with this woman named Henriette, just a beautiful, beautiful being. I just adore her. But I worked with her and I had just met her, and we worked one session for like 20 minutes, 25 minutes, maybe somewhere in there. And it's been something like 5 years now, and her pain never came back. And she just had that one session. And prior to that, she had been experiencing neck pain for something like a year or something like that. And so, awesome job. And so my point is that people do all of the time have one session and embody the change and they make it happen, which is awesome. And then other times, you know, things come up and they need to make sure to reinforce it and reinforce it. And so for most people, I would say, make sure to reinforce and reinforce it in a big way. I mean, there are a lot of complexities, and this isn't just an analytical thing. This is really about programming your mind and your emotions and everything at a deeper level. And so it doesn't really have anything to do with intelligence per se, but really about feeling different and expanding consciousness. And so we're going to talk even more about consciousness. But, you know, when you stop and think about it for a moment, when you think about the awareness, like if we take somebody like Steve Jobs, brilliant man, very brilliant man. He had been also into consciousness and meditation since like the 70s. And he was also vegan and vegetarian and all of these things. And like he had been into meditation and metaphysics and all of these things for like 40 years at the time that he passed. And so it's not just about meditating and all of those things. You know, I'm not a big fan of meditation at all. And I think some types of meditation actually make it harder to heal. And when I watch how the brain works. And so, again, it's not about like that Nicole's not smart or something like that. It's really about embodying the change that needs to occur. And so that's where we're going to go, because she did. She wrote in like 2 days later and was like, oh my God, the pain is back. And I've been trying. And and she wrote back, I think like the third day in, and was like, I've been trying and trying and trying, and she couldn't get it again. And so we're going to step back in with Nicole again. And this session was about 4 days after her other session. And so that's where we're going with Nicole. And let's go ahead and dive back in. Hello, Nicole.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. All right. So, first and foremost, how's it been going?
So and so, let's say. So and so.
What's that?
So and so. So, yes.
So and so. Okay. And what's so and so?
Well, I was pretty excited by the change I had with you after talking with you. But I don't know exactly what I did and lost the magic.
You lost the magic. Okay. So, and I got the email that was sent in. So basically it stayed gone for like almost 2 days, right? About 2 days, somewhere in there. And then
exactly.
It came back, right?
Friday night.
Okay.
Okay. And all Saturday.
Okay. So really quickly, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a moment. Okay. And all right. And so just for a moment, I want to remind you that you're only being supported. Okay. You're only being supported. No judgment at all. Okay. And I'm going to ask you on the from the recording, so there was specific written instructions to make sure to follow through and make sure to support it and really listen to the recording. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you, bingo, if I'm going to ask you, what's a good way to put it? So I'm going to ask you to breathe, breathe again. And I'm going to ask you, I'm going to tell you, no criticism, no judgment whatsoever, none, just love and support. Okay. But I'm going to ask you, why it was that your mind didn't follow through with the recording all the way. So why you didn't fully listen to it and take that in. Do you know why that is? Why would you say your mind, why that was? Why would you say that was? And again, no criticism, just love and support. What did your mind, why didn't you want to follow through all of the way to reinforce it?
I wanted to understand, like, really, really clearly, and that was the moment when the rational mind got in. I don't know exactly how to explain it.
Okay, great. Can I tell you, I love your honesty and I love your explanation, and this is just going to be really helpful for everybody. And you're wonderful. I want to hug you right now. You're so fabulous. You're so fabulous. That's what the rational mind does, right? It wants to understand it and pick it apart. And it wants to understand it and pick it apart. And it doesn't really follow through always to support the emotional change and the feeling change, right?
Exactly.
So I love your honesty. And I just want to hug you. You're so amazing, because that's what the mind does with people. So I love that.
Okay.
And so it was interesting how it was gone and it was staying gone. And then all of a sudden it started to come back, right?
This is what happened. Yes.
Yes. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. All right, so let's go ahead and pause this and really break it down. I mean, first and foremost, how amazing is she? I mean, I love her honesty, and that's part of what just makes her so beautiful is her honesty and purity. She's amazing. She just has, I have so much respect for her. How awesome. I love that she said, you know what? My rational mind got in the way. Awesome. I love that. Just again, so much respect. What an amazing woman. And she said some other key things too that I really want to build out. You know, she said the magic was gone and she couldn't get it back. And so I want to break that down even more for a second, because as she said, the magic is gone. You know, part of what I'm doing when I'm working with the mind is I'm actually opening it up to receive another level of consciousness. And so, you know, I'm expanding the mind by then creating these shifts so it opens up even more. And let me illustrate this in a very simple way. You know, if you think about it for a moment, if you have, let's say you have a friend who walks into the room and she's really, really upset. She's upset because this happened and that happened. She's really, really upset. And you try to just reason with her. What happens? Well, if she's like most people, you know, most commonly, you won't be able to reason with her. She will not be receptive to it. If she's really, really upset and you say, but she's going to get more frustrated, maybe even mad at you, she's not going to hear you very well. However, if you calm her down and she's calm, then she's open to a new level of logic. And so now this is a major, like, illustration where there's like outwardly it's huge, but ultimately what I'm doing is I'm doing this at a more subtle level, is I'm helping to shift certain things in the mind that would actually open up consciousness for new information to come in. Because let's be honest for a moment, we've all heard before, just think positive. And it's easier said than done if you don't know how to use the mind. And so what happens is a lot of people, they're trying to get new programming in, but they don't realize there are certain ways to do it, to actually open the mind to receive new information and actually get it in and to create that shift. And so basically what I'm doing very simply is I am creating these shifts that then allows them to expand their level of consciousness. Then that consciousness must be reinforced or they'll lose it. And so another way to illustrate the consciousness and losing the consciousness, if you will, is the same thing if you've ever had a dream before. And you woke up, you had a dream, you remembered it, but then later on in the day, you go to think about the dream that you had and you can't remember what it was. Like you have this vague feeling like, I know I had this dream and it was whatever, but you don't really remember what the dream was. And so what happens is that when I work with people, basically what I'm doing is I'm opening their mind in a way to be able to receive new information to create the shift. I just make it look really, really ridiculously simple. Okay. And so if I'm opening their mind to be able to receive a new shift, and then as it does, I help just install that shift. Okay. And so then it gets in there. Now, once they get that open awareness to a different level, then I ask them to make sure to reinforce it. And so by reinforcing it, it becomes a new level of consciousness, a new perspective, a new way of seeing things, a new way of feeling things, a new way of being able to access a different level of feeling and being. And what I mean by that is this, is that, you know, a lot of times I'll have people who will say something maybe like, God, I couldn't even imagine what that would feel like to be in love or to feel loved or to have this or have that or whatever it is. Like a lot of times what happens is that when it's outside our way of programming of our mind, then we might be able to conceive of the possibility of it, but it's not really realistic in a real sense. It's not fully there. Or some people, again, might even say, I don't even know what that would look like. Okay, so then they can't even see it at all. But either way, to be able to manifest it and also be able to embrace the shift in it, we need to be able to not only see it and conceive it, but have an access to the reality of it. If that makes sense. And I know I'm getting a little technical here, which I try to keep everything super simple. But just very basically said, that's what I'm doing. And so I'm just taking the specific neurons that are firing. So I'm looking at what's firing, what's the problem, what do I need to shift to be able to open up the next level of consciousness? How can I then reinforce that into the mind to be able to open up things in a new way for this person to embody? Now, if we use the example of the dream again, and we use that example, you know, if you have a dream and you don't think about it at all and you say, you know, you go on about your day and then you go to recall it, it's going to be gone. But let's say you have that dream and then like half an hour later, you're like, yeah, I had that dream. And then 2 hours later, you're like, yeah, I had that dream. And then 3 hours later, you're like, yeah, I had that dream. And you're reinforcing it now and you keep doing that. And let's say you do it every day and every day and every day. Now, what's going to be there, if somebody asks you what was that dream, you'll know because it's been something that's reinforced and reinforced over and over again. Okay, so basically it's not that this is necessarily a dream because there's a new way of feeling. So there's both of it's all kind of taking place simultaneously, but that's ultimately what it is that I'm doing, is I'm shifting the specific things and emotions, which are energy, so the core energy that needs to be shifted to open up consciousness, and then programming in new consciousness and a new way of feeling. And then ultimately what somebody needs to do then, just by listening to the recording over and over again and getting the information in, is ultimately really just embodying that change. Now, of course, I use all kinds of tools with the mind. So I mean, I have video sets. So I actually teach people how to use their mind and switch different things and different emotions and different things like that. But but my point of it is that she, when she lost the magic, that's what was happening. Now, I'm going to bring this even further to another level, and it's this. It's that if we bring it all together, basically what she said is she mentioned her rational mind got too involved in it, and so it started picking it apart and just rationalizing. Now, the reason that that can mess things up and typically will mess things up is because of this. Is if you think about it and we simplify and we say, okay, well, if we're just shifting emotions to then change consciousness and then in programming that in, that's all simply what we're doing, then we need to have all three of those, right? We need to have the shifting of emotions. So we need to feel differently. We need to have a different level of consciousness, and then we need to program it in. Okay, now what happens is the analytical mind will then also typically ruin or disconnect emotions. Then the problem is that when you disconnect emotions, then you disconnect the consciousness and you make it impossible to then program it in because now it's disappearing. And let me also illustrate that for a moment. And the easiest way to illustrate that is imagine for a moment that you are passionately in love with somebody. And maybe you're very, very connected. You're having a very intimate, connected moment. And there's, let's say you're kissing and you're having just a wonderful, connected moment. And then you go, I wonder what a kiss is. I should analyze, what is a kiss exactly? Okay, now, what happens to the moment? You lose it, right? You just analyze the moment and you lost it. Where like you're madly in love, you're feeling, what is love? Like, and you go into the moment. In that moment, you start like analyzing it and picking it apart and all of that. What happens to the emotion? You lose it. You dissipate it. And so ultimately, if somebody goes too much into the analytical in the part where they're needing to make that shift, then they're going to lose it and they won't be able to make it. So, and don't get me wrong, there are places that you definitely want to have the analytical mind. Your mind always works together in a lot of different ways, but it's knowing what the role is. And with the change that I made with her, what she would want to have done is just listen to the recording, really embody that new feeling state and really reinforce it and the new level of consciousness. So that's what we want. So another way to say it would be this also, if you think about it, when I was asking her to, you know, picture what it would look like and feel like for her to really feel connected with their family, it took her a moment to kind of get there to see what it really would kind of feel like. And I can't even imagine. And if you remember, there was a part of her saying, you know, it's kind of scary. I don't know what that would look like, you know? And so that said, I know this is a little technical and usually my goal is to make it really, really simple. And very simply said, if we identify those specific emotions and specific blocks and we just shift them and get new information in, then basically reinforce the new programming. That's an easier way to say all of that. So if there's a part of your analytical mind that's been wanting more and more and more, that gives you a bigger understanding. Of course, I could honestly go a lot more technical than this and really break it down to the brain and different things like that. But then it would be a lot. and it would sound a bit too technical and it'd probably lose you. So not because you're not intelligent, just because I think if I was to break it down, it would be much easier to do with visuals and everything else. So just with audio would make it very confusing. And so anyways, that said, going back to making the change, that's where we're going with Nicole. We're going to go ahead and create that shift again. And so let's go ahead and dive back in with Nicole. And so if I ask you this time, do you want to make sure to reinforce whatever change?
Yes, I do. I do want to. Perfect.
And bingo, you're beautiful. You're just beautiful. And I love your ability, just your honesty, and it's beautiful. Bingo. So give me Absolutely. So give me just 1 second. And bingo. All right. So I'm going to ask you right now, what is your current level of pain? 0 to 10.
It's a 5.
Okay. So it's a 5. Okay. So the beautiful thing is, so it's at a 5, not optimal, but did it come all, like, has it come all the way back or just mostly back?
Mostly back.
Okay.
I still feel the, on the left side of my body, it feels easier, lighter than on my right side.
Okay.
Yet the usual tension is there. I know
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. So, bingo. All right. So here we go. You ready?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. That. And if I ask you, would you want to spend your whole life feeling like your family's against you and everybody's against you and feeling that way? Would you want to spend that way for like another 5 years or 10 years or 15 years or 50 years? And is that the way you'd like to feel?
No, I don't
no.
like that.
You don't like that, right? So just for a moment, I'm going to ask you, are you willing to really change that? Are you willing to let go of the hurt and the upset? Are you willing to let all of that go? And I'm going to ask you to breathe. And what if I told you you can still be uniquely yourself and connect with them and that it could feel amazing? And I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. And what would it look like even if you look at your future and you saw yourself being uniquely yourself? You're yourself and you can still connect with your family and you feel like you fit in, like you connect with them, but you're still yourself and everybody's still them their own selves. What would that look like?
What would it feel like?
Yeah, what would it feel like to just feel loved for you?
Complete. I don't know.
Complete. Yes. Okay, so just for a moment, I want you to notice that feeling where you felt like everybody was against you and you felt that way since as long as you can remember. And I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And I'm going to ask you, are you willing to let go of that feeling? Are you willing to let go of that hurt? Are you really willing to let it go?
Yes, I do want to let it go.
Yes, really, really?
I really want to let it go.
Beautiful. I love it. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Beautiful. And I'm going to ask you to notice your level of pain, 0 to 10.
It's lower. It's like a 2.5, something like that.
That's what I have. It's about a 2, right in there. Very, very, about a 2.3. So right, spot on. We're on the same page. So beautiful. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if you think about it for a moment, that's a message from the universe, from your body, from the universe that's saying, hey, you've got to change this. It's saying, hey, Nicole, knock, knock, Nicole, like, you got to change this, right? And so, bingo. So I want you to notice all of the feelings of hurt and anger and upset and feeling disconnect with your family and just feeling like people are against you. And I'm going to ask you to breathe for just a moment. And if you live your whole life like that, you live your whole life feeling that way and feeling that way and feeling that way, and you live your whole life feeling that way, would you have lived a spiritual life? Would you have lived a life in harmony that felt good and loving and the one that you want?
No, not at all.
Not at all. And so do you want to wait about 10 or 15 more years to change that or 20 more years? Or when would you like to change that?
Oh gosh, I want to change it now, and I want to...
Beautiful, beautiful, I love that. Say it again, you want to what?
I just want to change that.
Great, so I'm going to ask you to breathe for just a moment. Breathe, I'm going to ask you to breathe, and I'm going to ask you, are you really willing to change?
I am willing to change, I want to change.
Great. Beautiful. I love that. I'm going to ask you the same thing again. Are you really, really, really willing to change?
I am willing to change, even Great. If I am scared of the change in a way.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if I ask you, why are you scared of the change?
Because I don't know what's there for me once
okay.
that I change.
Okay. And so if I told you that I would rather feel like everybody's against me and everybody's against me for my whole life, how does that sound?
No.
And I've been feeling like everybody's up against me all the time and all of that. And I'm just going to feel that way for the rest of my life because I feel like it's scary to love other people and feel connected and be happy and connected with everybody. Which one's scarier, actually?
Feeling disconnected and...
Yeah.
Like everybody.
So just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you, are you willing to connect? Are you willing to let go of the hurt and be willing to actually connect?
Yes,
good.
I'm willing. And I want
good,
to
good, rest. Good. Good job with your energy. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. If I ask you what your pain is right now, 0 to 10, what's your level?
0.6.
Right, just a little bit left. So I want you to notice for a moment. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Great job. Who's doing that, by the way?
My mind.
Your mind. You are, right? Yes, you're amazing. And yes, of course, I'm coaching you, but I heard
yes.
you. But right? Okay, so, all right. So I'm going to push a little bit more, okay? Because I want you to get there all the way. You're doing a great job with your energy. Beautiful, okay? So here we go. Okay. Are you willing to feel loved? Like if I told you, like, what would happen? What would happen if I came up and gave you a big hug and a bunch of people came up and gave you a big hug and your family came up and gave you a big hug? Would you be okay with that?
Yes, of course.
Great. Of course. So I'm going to ask you to take that feeling in. And then what if moving forward, the next year of your life just felt really loving and like people were giving you a hug and loving you and adoring you and moving forward and moving forward and moving forward and moving forward. How does that sound? Or would you want to feel disconnected?
No. It sounds
okay.
It sounds like a smile.
It sounds like a smile?
Yes, like a constant smile.
It does, right?
Yes.
So just for a moment, realize the smile is safe. The love is safe. It's beautiful. So I'm going to ask you to take that in. Bingo. Great job with your energy. There we go. And what's your level? 0 to 10.
It's okay. It's okay. I don't feel it.
You don't feel it.
Yes.
Beautiful. All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay. Now, if I ask you this time, can you make sure to reinforce it over and over and over again?
Yes.
Okay, so good, good, good. Good. And I want you to notice how it feels right now. The smile, how it feels to have that smile, how it feels like moving forward to have a smile, and it feels safe.
Empowering.
And it feels like you want to connect. Empowering.
Yes.
And it also feels like you can uniquely be you and still be connected to them.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to take in that feeling. And if I ask you, can you program in this feeling? So can you make sure to reinforce it over and over and just keep it here? Does that sound like good?
It sounds perfect.
Sounds perfect. Beautiful. All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And this time, can you make sure, don't try to figure it out all out right now. Just work on reinforcing it. Does that make sense?
Yes. This is probably one what I didn't do okay last time.
And this is the thing, you did beautifully, and this is going to be really helpful for a lot of other people. A lot of people, I was very much in my head too. So that happens. So it's actually very, very perfect, and it'll be helpful for other people to have this insight. So it actually, it's so beautiful. It's so perfect. Everything happens for a reason, right?
Yes. Yes.
Beautiful.
I like
beautiful.
That.
Yes. Bingo. So if I ask you, by the way, could you make sure to reinforce this even like 10 times a day, listen to it and feel it and get it in over and over? Is that doable?
It is doable. I'm willing to do this.
I love it. Are you just willing? Are you willing to, or are you wanting to and excited to make this change?
I want to do it. I want to do it.
Beautiful. You're so beautiful. All right. I'm sending you the biggest hug ever. And I just adore you. And you've got it this time, right?
Yes. 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 And yes.
Yes. You're so fun. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. So here we go. So Nicole, just really, really awesome job with your energy. Just beautiful. And it has been such a pleasure to connect with you. And make sure to get it in and just make it, keep it simple. Keep it simple and reinforce it. And you're beautiful. It has been such a pleasure connecting with you. And I wish you a most wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you, Brandy. It's like a wonder. Thank you. It feels great again. And this is an extraordinary proof. I love you. Thank you so much. And I will work on this every day.
You're so beautiful. I love you. I just love you and adore you. And I love it. And you're amazing. Thank you, dear.
Thank
I'll
you.
See you later. Thanks. Bye.
Goodbye.
All right, so let's go ahead and unpack this a bit more because there are some key pieces that I want to share with you and then wrap it up. But I mean, first and foremost, I just love her. What an incredible woman. She's so, so beautiful. And I love her, again, her level of honesty, her self-awareness, her insight, her desire to shift. I mean, just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And breaking down some of the pieces in this, you know, when you stop and think about it for a moment, the topic from the first call to the second call was exactly the same topic. And so when she mentioned the words that she'd lost the magic, you know, or we put it and broke it down further of opening up consciousness in a certain way, that's the piece that she was unable to access again. And she had tried. And by the time I was able to get her back in my calendar, you know, basically she had been trying to repeat those results and couldn't get it. Now, the reason I mention that is because I make this look really easy and that you shouldn't expect to get results in minutes doing this on your own. And it is. It's because I really make this look very, very, very simple. There's so much more that I'm doing and I'm multitasking it and doing things simultaneously. So I make it look really simple. You know, even if you think about during that first call that I had with her, where I was working with that whole quote unquote storm of emotions, as she called it, and I was working on several different emotions, but those were all very specific to be able to help her open her mind. And so what I love is that even though I say over and over again that I make it look really easy, that this episode was divine, just divine timing to really demonstrate and show you that. And so the reason, again, that I emphasize that is because I don't want you to feel critical of yourself if you're not able to do it in 10 minutes or 15 minutes, you know? I wouldn't expect that, and I don't want to be misleading to anybody. It really takes understanding the mind and what's going on to be able to create that shift. And so she did it and she's amazing and wonderful. And I hope that breaking it down even further will help you understand the things that you'll want to do to get real results. It's key. Okay. And I also think that it's great for a lot of people who, how do I put this? Let's be honest for a moment. There can be a bit of a spiritual ego, if you will. And this is another piece that I end up seeing in people where I've literally had people see my work and all of that, and they go, oh, emotions, that definitely won't work for me. I've been studying consciousness for 10 years and I have guides, and by the way, I can hold my breath because I've been working on holding my breath for 5 minutes underwater, and I can do this and I can do that, and this definitely, I'm far beyond this. And I see that all the time, but you want to think about it for a moment. I don't know if you guys remember like Miss Cleo, the psychic from TV. I grew up with her on TV, you know, Miss Cleo, the psychic. And she died somewhere around in her 50s from cancer. And she was obviously a well-known psychic, right? And, you know, a lot of people who have had abilities to channel information or get psychic information, or even people like, you know, Sylvia Brown or different things like that, getting information and psychic information and all of that is one thing. Healing your body is a whole different thing. And so ultimately, if you are somebody who's fallen into that kind of spiritual ego thing, you might want to just be honest with your mind and just recognize that and say, whoa, I realize that I've fallen into that trap. Let me not do that. And let me ground this a bit more. And let me really look at, you know, my emotions, or what I call your core energy, because that's where all of those are, that's what they're directing, is what I call the core energy. And so, you know, that's where you want to look. But either way, guys, I know that there's a lot of information in this one episode. So my biggest suggestion is don't get stuck in the analytical part, because that'll keep you from getting results. And so that's a lot of the reason that I'm just, you know, always wanting to make it very, very simple and easy, and really also look at creating those emotional shifts to help shift that energy. So again, I have so much respect for you. I love that you're here. I think Nicole is freaking amazing. You're amazing. Everybody's amazing. I love it. Guys, it has been such a pleasure connecting with you. And on the next episode, we'll take it to the next level. I look forward to seeing you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.